We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We are back, fourth and final quarter of this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. As promised, and as you probably set your alarms for, Jeff Brown joins us now to talk some Penn State basketball. An interesting week, my friend. 1-1. Really probably about the most realistic best case scenario is how I would put it, against two top 25 teams. 63-62 over Virginia Tech at home. 66-59 they lose on the road, but they compete against Maryland. What were your thoughts on the way Penn State played for the week there, Jeff?
Well, I would say I'm along there with you. They played great against Virginia Tech. And, of course, Maryland, they always seem to play really tight against Maryland, and the home team usually wins. So I wasn't looking for a lot after the trip to the Terrapins anyway. But, yeah, I agree with you. 1-1 on this week with two ranked teams. I'll take it.
And let's start with Virginia Tech. Let's go back in time a little bit. I think the interesting thing, and maybe I read it right, maybe I didn't, but the interesting thing when you beat that team who came in, I think they were number 12. They come into Bryce Jordan Center. It wasn't so much a vibe of being surprised by it. It was almost like finally they got up and over the challenge. They didn't hang with the team and then lose. They actually beat this team.
It was great because there were times during the game where you thought, oh, brother, here's where the run starts. And you know, they may find themselves behind the eight ball, and they didn't. They never let the game get out of hand. It was a tight game back and forth. Great basketball game. I don't know how many people I saw in the days afterwards saying, was that a great game or what? I mean, it was a terrific game. It was loud. The crowd was really into it. It was a lot of fun to be at the Bryce Jordan Center and witness it. And Virginia Tech never gave up. They never gave an inch, and neither did Penn State. They just, it's a couple of big boxers just going toe-to-toe and trading punches.
And I think the recipe, Jeff, even if you don't really believe Penn State's going to beat the top 15 team that comes into Bryce Jordan Center, you can be pretty sure that they're going to play tough and that it's going to be an entertaining brand of basketball anyway. Is that part of the allure there for a game like this, for it to be so loud?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and it's been that way since Patrick Chambers' first game, you know they're going to be diving for balls, they're going to be hustling. You know Josh Reeves is going to do something athletically amazing at least once during the game. And, you know, you got these three freshmen again who are not afraid to shoot. They, so far, are not afraid of the competition, and they're a lot of fun to watch. And then you add Lamar Stevens into that, and he's just so cool, and he's so efficient. It's fun. And once Mike Watkins gets his legs underneath him again, it's going to be even better.
Well, yeah, I want to ask about him because he played a part. You know, he played 21 minutes in that game, 7 rebounds, 2 blocks, 3 steals, kind of the embodied what he brings to the table, which is filling up the stat sheet and not necessarily just points, you know, just being a presence all around.
Yeah, he's nowhere near where he needs to be offensively, but defensively, like you said, the 7 boards were huge. But when you have him there, the league knows what he is capable of, and they change their shots. I mean, you can just see that the guys aren't driving on him, that guys will pull up early. He does change the game defensively, and once he gets back on his game offensively, it's going to be a big shot in the arm for the team.
Looking at Maryland there, Jeff, I think Penn State was in this game for most of it. They're up 31-30 at the half. They're within 61-59 in the final minute or so. Mm-hmm. But a couple late three-pointers, you know, timely shots from a guy from Maryland, Anthony Cohen Jr., who, you know, he's got a little history doing this. You know, no real shame in that performance. Patrick Chambers said that they did enough defensively to win. But he hinted at, you know, something that we've probably discussed. They need another scorer, he said.
They do. And the weird thing about this is if you look at the sheet, you've got Stevens with 19 and Reeves with 17 and Bolton with 15. And you think, well, yeah, that's pretty good. They're spreading it around a little bit. But unfortunately, those were the only three. In fact, I think Josh's 17 points were all in the first half. at one point in the game, he had scored 17 of the 19 points that Penn State had. So you're getting all your scoring from one guy. That ain't good. And that has been the problem that has plagued Penn State over the years, is they don't have a lot of guys who fill it up all at once. And it looks like it's the problem again this year, is you have a Myron Jones who goes from 18 points against Virginia Tech to nothing against Maryland. So they've got to be more consistent on the offensive side of things. They've always played great defensively, but they have to have more than a couple of guys shooting during the game.
Yeah, I think it's the interesting part. So they're 4-3. You know, the number two scorer role on any given night seems to be rotating around. And I think the gist of it is that they're getting scoring, but to have a true blue, consistent night in, night out number two scorer is something that feels far off.
And you could see it in the game. I mean, everybody was keying on Stevens. Stevens had like two and three guys on him. And to his credit, in the Virginia Tech game and in the Maryland game, he was dishing all over the place. But you've got to have guys finish. And they just weren't able to finish enough of the shots. I mean, if you have Josh Reeves scoring 17 in the first half, you're thinking he's going to end up with 25, 30 points in the game. No, he only had 17. You got to have the other guys around him so that the defense starts to back off on Stevens a little bit and frees him up to wheel and deal when he wants to.
So the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. Talking to Jeff Brown about all things Penn State basketball and really the central issue right now. And I think the transition time with it being a young team and with your, I would say, your most gifted scorers outside of Lamar Stevens being young players. This is a time where it showed up, you know, because you have got, you know, you mentioned Myron Jones going from 18 to zero. Miles Dredd didn't score against Virginia Tech, I believe it was, right? And I think just the in general, the lack of a consistent number two presence, it changes how teams defend Penn State. You know, to not have to respect, you know, any of these guys individually because they haven't proven again and again and again that they're a threat.
Yeah, and it just makes what Lamar Stevens has done all the more remarkable. Now, you know, he didn't get his normal 20-some points a game, but he did get 19, and he did that with guys draped all over him all night long. So if this guy is playing phenomenal basketball, if they can just get a couple of other guys to come remotely close to what Lamar's doing, they're going to be really dangerous.
And I think there's a chance, and this is one of the things I think Penn State fans need to watch as the season goes on, especially as you get into the meat of Big Ten play, is how does this develop along, you know, is Miles Dredd going to find that steady stroke and, you know, understand what it's going to take to deliver at a high level every single night? It's, I think, one of the big things to watch as we get into the month of December here.
Well, the thing is, with the Big Ten this year, there are no bad teams, and there are no gimme games this year. And so they've got to show up every night. Now, I think Miles Dredd is going to. He's got the skills. He's got the pure talent. He's got the body for Big Ten play. He's going to be there. I don't have any problem with that. He's got to get going, but it's early in the season, too. So, you know, my concern is more along the lines of Myron Jones. I want to see him do more. I want to see Jamari Wheeler, although, you know, he had, what, five steals or something like that against Maryland. I want to see him help out more on the offensive side of things other than just dishing the ball to other people.
Where does Watkins fit in here? Because he's not really been a guy who you call plays for, right? He's a guy who finds points in other ways, offensive rebounds and that kind of thing. But can his presence change the way that Penn State gets defended?
Oh, absolutely, because they're going to have to watch out for him. I know that Reeves loves doing the alley-oop with him. But if they can get him consistently hitting, you know, the short shots, then they've got to put somebody back on him. That spreads out the floor. That gives Stevens more room to operate. That gives Dredd more room to operate. And it just basically loosens up the entire offense. But right now, without a consistent scoring threat under the hoop, then teams are allowed to, if they want to zone up on Stevens, if they want to, you know, double team Stevens, they can do that now because they can let the center, whoever's playing center at that point, go free, basically.
Well, and you look at, you know, talking about Mike Watkins needing to get into game shape and that kind of thing. Pretty nice performance against Virginia Tech in 21 minutes. four fouls in 11 minutes wasn't much of a factor at all. Although he did, you know, the steals and the blocks were there against Maryland.
Yeah, I mean, he's Mike's a force, and everybody in the Big Ten knows it. And that's why he's so important to the team, because I think we spoke about this last week. John Hare is a great player. I mean, he's a lot of fun to watch. He's got a tremendous heart. And you know, they always talk about somebody's motor. I mean, this guy's got a premium motor, but he's not Mike Watkins. And when Mike Watkins leaves the game changes. So it's imperative that Mike Watkins gets, you know, his feet underneath him, gets himself in shape as quickly as possible, because Penn State is a different team and he's in the lineup.
Who's the guy outside of Lamar Stevens who's best suited to create his own shot? You know, you look at what Miles Dredd is doing, heavy on the three-point shots, and I'm sure that that's going to be something he's going to bring to the table, but is a guy like Bolton the next best guy to, if he's one-on-one on a defender, of getting to the hoop or making something happen?
Yeah, I think Rasier Bolton is the key. I think he could be that second scorer you were talking about, because he's fearless. And again, I spoke about this earlier. My concern is his build. I don't know how he's going to hold up to a Big Ten season. Now they're playing 20 games instead of 18. You're going to get banged around a lot. There are no bad teams in the Big Ten. So it remains to be seen how he's going to hold up throughout the season. But, man, this kid is so much fun to watch. Cool, calm, collected, doesn't look like he's rattled at all, and he commands the floor when he's out there. So I could see Rasier Bolton definitely stepping up and being the number two scorer.
So you saw back-to-back double digits against Maryland and against Virginia Tech, 15 against Virginia Tech, against Maryland, 11 against Virginia Tech. So a nice performance. I'm curious to see whether he's ticketed for that six-man role for the immediate future, or if Patrick Chambers makes any changes moving forward.
You know, that's interesting, because I thought the same thing. You would think maybe Jamari is the guy who would sit down and they would put Bolton in the game. And maybe with the scoring the way it is, if it doesn't change, they're going to be forced to give Rasier more minutes. But right now, I think Patrick likes the defense that Jamari brings, and, you know, the intangibles that Jamari brings for the other four on the floor. And let's face it, it's nice if you can have somebody come off the bench and light you up for 15 points, 18 points, whatever. That's a pretty good thing to have coming off the bench. And again, Myron Jones gets more consistent. You've got a seventh guy now who can come off the bench and light it up for you for a little bit. So hopefully these guys get the feel and get their legs underneath them, and you know, they show us what they can do this year.
That's Jeff Brown lighting it up off the bench for us here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. We'll see you next time. In the meantime, check out KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh, yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Life gets complicated. And it only gets more complicated when things change. Which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports. In partnership with GoPSU RV, we are introducing the Keystone Sports Network RV. All the benefits of the GoPSU RV lot, along with great gift items like catered meal from 409 Barbecue, barbecue gift box, wine gift box, and of course, Labatt beer. Hear all about the KSN RV? Email me at info@ksnsports.net, or you could also reach out with the Contact Us button on your KSN app.